Sid, why don't you start first by giving me your name and your title with GrowMark, please?
I'm Sid Parks. I am the manager of precision farming in the agronomy services area for GrowMark.
Well, Sid, an issue has come up recently where a company may be launching a service that might interfere with satellite transmissions that could interfere with GPS technology. And a coalition was started, and GrowMark is a part of it. It's called the Coalition to Save Our GPS. Could you tell us a little bit about this coalition and why GrowMark decided to be a part of it?
The coalition was formed as a group representing those users of GPS technology across not only agriculture, but across other disciplines as well, because the Global Positioning System was a service that was developed by the Department of Defense, but it was recognized for its commercial value as well, for accurately tracking applications, knowing where you are in a field from a agricultural perspective, being able to do accurate maps, field boundaries, making applications of fertilizers and crop protection products, yield mapping, planter maps, all of those things that have a spatial relationship to it. We felt that it was important to join this coalition so that the voice of agriculture could be represented. And we're not alone by any means. There's other equipment companies and other service companies that have joined the coalition. And their goal is just to make those entities that are making this decision, make them aware of the significance and how it's being utilized and the potential damage to the economy and to the way that we do modern agriculture today, what that potential damage might be should we lose the availability of this national utility.
The FCC is the one who's ultimately making the decision on this, and perhaps this is a real educational opportunity, I guess, for the industry to show really how important GPS technology has become to the agriculture industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've started going back into the early 1990s utilizing GPS to accurately position ourselves in fields, to collect data, to make recommendation applications and such. And the ag economy is very heavily invested in this effort right now. And about every piece of equipment that's out there today has the ability to track where they are, document what they do, make prescription applications, or record data if we're out scouting a field or planting or making some sort of crop protection application or something like that. So it's widely used. It's not just a small fringe of users today. It is definitely mainstream, and it is integral to our ability to make good recommendations, make good applications, track where we are, document what we do, where we do it, when we do it, those sorts of things. And we want to preserve the ability to do that.
The benefits of GPS have been environmental, they've been economic, and they've also been time-saving. And one of the, you know, you can actually see that this year when we had such a late spring, the fact that farmers could get in a field in just a short time frame and be able to plant so quickly, part of that is due to the fact that they can use these GPS devices that help them get things done a lot faster than they used to, right?
That is definitely true. The ability to have auto-steer technology on the planter tractors, on the sprayers, fertilizer applicators, all that is dependent on availability of GPS. And beyond just agriculture, those users, you know, many automobiles are equipped with this, or many drivers have purchased aftermarket devices, the TomToms and Garmins and Magellan, things like that, the onboard navigation systems. These would also be disrupted. The trucking industry, they were heavily invested in utilizing GPS to track and monitor where shipments of products are and things like that. The navigation on the waterways, the barges that go up and down the rivers and such, those are all guided or assisted by GPS, accurately knowing where they are and being able to avoid obstacles and such. So it is not just a few people that are going to be affected. Airline industry is going to be hugely affected. The cost to override this technology, if it is invasive and steps on the GPS signal, the navigation of aircraft, it will be compromise, and the airline industry would have to do something different there. So, yes, it is a very wide-reaching potential threat to the economic pulse of America, really.
Now, what is Growmark's specific interest in saving our GPS in this coalition and this particular issue? Is it because you have equipment and services that you sell to your members, or is it just on behalf of the members of Growmark specifically?
We do have some sales of technology, but that isn't my primary concern at all. We are predominantly utilizing the technology, using it with our application equipment. Our farmers are using it, our customers are using it to monitor what they are doing and to track, give information, gather information when they're out scouting fields, things like that. So it's not from a sales perspective we're worried that it's going to impact the sale of equipment. We are a user of the technology, and we try to use it to be the most efficient operators we can, and GPS helps us know the most efficient position or the ability to track where we are and navigate to what we need to do efficiently.
All right, thank you very much. That's Sid Parks with Growmark, a member of the Coalition to Save Our GPS. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.